Begin with a few simple observations. The title, as you probably saw somewhere, is Prospects for Democracy. And to evaluate the prospects for democracy, we have to, first of all, carry out some kind of assessment of where the world is heading. That's the prospects part. And crucially, we have to decide what we mean by democracy, which is a term that is used in a wide variety of ways. If we look at the present scene, we find an apparent clash between doctrines that are widely and, in fact, proudly proclaimed and social and political realities that appear to conflict with them very sharply. The leading doctrine is that the wave of the future is democracy and markets, a future for which America is the gatekeeper and the model. I happen to be quoting from the New York Times, but if you sample almost at random, you'll hear the same thing, more or less the same words. That's the doctrine. The reality is that the world, including our own society, is moving towards a more autocratic and absolutist structure. The scope of the public arena is narrowing, and the opportunities for popular participation in it are also declining. In short, the realities are that democracy is under attack. There are also parallel attacks on free markets, and there are expanding forms of market distortion. It's an interesting topic, but not tonight's topic, so I'll put it aside and keep to the question of democracy, the other half of the story. Well, I said that the doctrine and the realities are apparently in conflict. That is, the doctrine that the wave of the future is democracy and we're the gatekeeper and the model, and the reality, which I think is rather the opposite. Also, there's at least an apparent conflict, but in fact, the conflict can be resolved, namely by attenuating the concept of democracy and reducing it to pretty much an empty shell, to various forms with little meaning. And I think that that's exactly what is happening. Of course, in that case, the doctrine will be true, and I think if we look, that's pretty much what we see. The same is true of the talk about markets, but again, I'll put that aside. Well, the currently prevailing concepts of democracy, which have been narrowing and becoming more restricted and impoverished over the years, democracy and liberty as well, these concepts would, I think, have utterly appalled someone like, say, Thomas Jefferson and other great figures of classical liberalism, for whom, incidentally, democracy and even liberty were part of something broader. They were part of the conception of a good society, which would be measured and evaluated by how well it freed individuals and their creative powers. It's to that end that democracy was considered an appropriate means. If we turn to a more modern period, I think that the currently prevailing and increasingly narrowing concepts of democracy would also have appalled contemporary thinkers, 20th century thinkers. For example, strike a crucial example is John Dewey, who was the greatest American social philosopher and whose thought focused primarily on the problem of enriching democracy, which he understood pretty much in the classical sense. He incidentally was appalled by the narrowing of the scope of meaningful democracy, both in practice and in the rising democratic theories of his era, mainly the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, the Wilsonian intellectuals who developed the progressive intellectuals of the Wilsonian period, who laid pretty much the basis for the modern form of the impoverishment and attenuation of democratic theory, helped out by the then rising fields of the academic political sciences. There's little doubt in my mind that Dewey, like Thomas Jefferson, would find today's scene, half century later, even more ominous and depressing. Well, these are pretty important issues in contemporary intellectual history, and they have very broad implications, and there's a reality beneath them that is even more portentous. These are very large topics. They're actually topics for an ongoing seminar, not for talk. I'll try to say a few words about them, but they're going to be inadequate, I'm afraid.